In 2006, then-Malaysian Defense Minister Najib Razak was negotiating a billion-dollar deal to buy submarines from France with a close associate, Razak Baginda. A 26-year-old Mongolian woman named Altantuya Sha'ari Ibu'u worked for Baginda as a translator. She was also his lover. She was abducted outside his home, driven to a clearing outside of Kuala Lumpur, and shot in the head. Her body was blown up with explosives. Years later, after Najib Razak became prime minister, two members of an elite bodyguard unit were convicted of the murder and sentenced to death. One of them, Sirul Azhar Umar, escaped to Australia, where he's been held since 2014. This week, a judge rejected his final appeal for asylum, and in records obtained by Australia's ABC, Sirul told the court the motive. He said he'd been ordered to kill Altantuya because she was a Russian spy. But he didn't say who ordered the hit. Last year, right after Najib Razak was voted out of office, Sirul offered to tell all in exchange for a full pardon from Malaysia. But most reports provide another motive. They say Altantuya was killed because she knew too much about $134 million in kickbacks from the French submarine manufacturer, DCNS. 2 years ago, that same French company won a $36 billion contract to build submarines for Australia. Sirul's deportation remains on hold until Malaysia abolishes the death penalty. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.